Hi, it's Finn with the monthly Chinese horoscope for the sign of the rabbit for May. Sometimes you don't need to have the answers right at your fingertips. Could it be that you need to think things over, consider the alternatives? When you can go back and forth a few times, you will be able to find the answer. Sometimes the first answer might not be the right answer, sometimes it is, and you go around before you come to it. So, whatever answers you're looking for, be prepared to explore and keep an open mind. Are there others around you that could also help you find the answers? So, have a great month ahead. If you're enjoying our horoscopes, consider subscribing and sharing with your friends. Thank you for being here with Feng Shui Foon. Hi, it's Foon with the monthly Chinese horoscope for the sign of the dragon for May. You can be quite busy doing lots of things, yet is there some big thing that it's time for you to handle? Maybe you just need to consider how you can do things a little bit at a time and not put too much pressure on yourself. Your dragon personality likes to move ahead and get things done, yet there are times when you need to be a little bit patient and do things a little bit slowly. So take your time and keep moving forwards. If you're enjoying our horoscopes, consider subscribing and sharing with your friends. Thank you for tuning in to Feng Shui Foon. Hi, it's Foon with the monthly Chinese horoscope for the snake for May. Now, May is snake month, it's your month, and your snake personality loves to be original. Could there be some ideas you could borrow from others who are doing things well? You're not going to copy them. You're going to draw inspiration and you're going to do things in your own style. So be bold, be brave, be creative, and do things with a special style. If you're enjoying our horoscopes, consider subscribing or subscribing and sharing with your friends. We hope you have a great month and thank you for tuning in to Feng Shui Foon.